From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump said he backs a new Republican plan to overhaul the nation's health care system.
We're going to do something that's great, and I'm proud to support the replacement plan released by the House of Representatives and encouraged by members of both parties. I think, really, that we're going to have something that's going to be much more understood and much more popular than people can even imagine.
The plan unveiled Tuesday by a majority Republican Congress is aimed at repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act known as Obamacare, approved back in 2010 when Democrats were in the majority. Health and Human Services Secretary, former Congressman and Dr. Tom Price said Obamacare has been a hardship for many.
This is not about money. This is not about something else. This is about patients. And sadly, the costs are going up for those folks in the individual and small group market. The access is going down, and it's only getting worse.
Conservative members of Congress have criticized the plan as not going far enough in taking government out of the health care industry. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Tuesday that Somalia needs massive support to prevent a repeat of the 2011 famine. The UN chief made a surprise visit to the country, meeting with the newly elected president, along with UN and African Union officials, and touring a Baidoa hospital. He said massive aid is required and will help other nations.
To address in an effective way the risk of famine is to support the stabilization of Somalia. It's the best way to address root causes of terrorism. It's the best way for rich countries to protect themselves.
He said there are more than 6 million people in need of humanitarian aid in Somalia alone. Somalia, part of a regional drought and famine, includes also parts of Nigeria, as well as Yemen and South Sudan. This is VOA News. Top military officials from Turkey, Russia, and the U.S. Tuesday met to discuss ways to avoid clashes between rival forces in northern Syria in the fight against Islamic State fighters. The meeting comes a day after the U.S. announced deployment of a small group of U.S. troops to deter and reassure as various forces converge on the northern Syrian town of Manbij. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner called northern Syria a complex environment.
It's a place where multiple forces, frankly, have converged, all with the intent to drive out ISIS. But I think when you've got multiple forces in such a small, confined space, we want to avoid any unnecessary or unintended escalation in what is already a very tense and dynamic situation.
Meanwhile, Syrian troops backed by Russian air power reportedly regained control of a key pumping station near the Turkish border. Russia also announced a ceasefire between rebels and government forces in eastern Ghouta in Damascus province. Iraqi forces fought their way into the old city of western Mosul, capturing the main government complex and a museum from Islamic State defenders. The U.S.-backed assault on western Mosul began 2 weeks ago. Britain's upper house of Lords Tuesday voted to give lawmakers the final say on the terms of the country's exit from the European Union. The measure was approved 366 to 268, seen as an obstacle to Prime Minister Theresa May's bid to begin the two-year process of leaving the EU by the end of March. It was a surprisingly large vote, according to Lord Strathclyde.
Which is disappointing for the government, for us Conservatives, and those of us who are trying to provide for what people voted in the referendum last year. This issue will go back to the House of Commons, and I hope that they will knock it back. And at that stage, my appeal to the House of Lords will be, we've ask the House of Commons to think again. If they send it back to us, then we should accept it and allow Mrs. May to carry on with the mandate she got at the referendum.
The amended bill demands Parliament approve any exit deal before it's debated by the European Parliament. In Libya, the political split deepened Tuesday as war planes of the Libyan National Army, loyal to the country's eastern administration, carried out more airstrikes against the rival Benghazi defense brigades who seized oil terminals threatening the country's fragile oil production. Malaysia's prime minister Wednesday ruled out cutting ties with North Korea over the death of half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at a Kuala Lumpur airport. He called for negotiations after his government barred North Korean officials from leaving the country in a tit-for-tat after Pyongyang refused to allow Malaysians to go home. Poachers broke into a French zoo, shooting dead a rare white rhino, making off with a horn. The four-year-old male found dead in his enclosure by a zookeeper in a park 50 kilometers west of Paris. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.